Welcome to your 5 for today. President Donald Trump announced his fake news awards in January 2018. Fake news is a phrase that has suddenly appeared, and Donald Trump has coined the expression to expose certain journalists and the news media that he feels have misrepresented him and maligned his judgment and his character. How much of what we hear on the news bulletins and read in the newspapers is to be believed? Is the situation any different today, or has it always been suspect? It is probably true to say that people have always manipulated the truth to suit their circumstances. Politicians have a reputation, rightly or wrongly, for being economical with the truth. The question then arises, where is the truth to be found? Quite obviously, not all that we hear is false or deliberately fake. But where should we go to find the truth? This was something that fascinated the ancient Greek philosophers like Socrates and Plato, who rigorously pursued this quest, but they never seemed to grasp it. In our day, we need to be wise and be able to distinguish between what is real and what is fake. Maybe, like me, you have experienced phone calls offering you exotic holidays for next to nothing, or callers claiming to be Microsoft and wanting to take control of your computer so they can access your bank details. The callers seem always to be plausible. Such offers are fake. Last week I had an email claiming to be from the tax office with official-looking logos saying my tax payment had been recalculated and I was now due a tax rebate of £361.20. All I had to do was complete the form and provide my bank numbers, and this money would be paid into my account. I phoned the tax office to be told that this was a scam. Instead of paying in £361, I could have been in danger of losing all the money in my account. It was fake news. It was not true. And I was nearly taken in. The Bible is the source of truth. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so he claims to be the sole way of finding God. The Lord was betrayed and arrested by the Jewish authorities. He was tried in Jerusalem by Pilate, the Roman judge. During his mock trial, Pilate questioned Jesus as to whether he was a king. The Lord's answer was that he was born to that end and had come to bear witness of the truth. At this point in the proceedings, Pilate posed the question, "What is truth?" and then declared he could find no fault in him. Jesus was tried on trumped-up fake charges. The judge found no fault in him, but nevertheless condemned him to death, the biggest travesty of justice this world has ever known. Like many before him and after him, the Lord Jesus died and was buried. There would be nothing remarkable about that. However, the significant consideration is that he rose from the dead on the third day. And the Apostle Paul, when writing about the resurrection, said he could call on living witnesses who could testify to this glorious reality, the truth. Now there was an empty tomb with grave clothes lying. This was a huge problem to the Roman authorities. He said he would rise again, so they took appropriate precautions. Remember, firstly, they rolled a big stone covering the mouth of the sepulchre. Secondly, they sealed it with a Roman seal. Thirdly, they set a watch, that is, Roman soldiers guarding the scene. The empty tomb was a problem, an embarrassment to the Romans. They decided to get out of their difficulty by spreading fake news, claiming that the disciples had stolen his body. But we know that the angel said, "He is not here, he is risen." I well remember seeing an amusing notice at a market stall that said Rolex watches, genuine fakes. There is, of course, no duplicity about the statements of the Bible. We read, this is a true saying, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Thank you for listening to your five for today, and may the Lord bless you.